More on the news that U.S. net farm income is up in 2021. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. Economists say that this year's rise in farm income is because of increased commodity prices. Here's Farm Bureau economist Veronica Nye.
On the crop side, obviously a significant increase in receipts from corn, soybeans, and wheat, which are forecast to increase by $38 billion. But it's not all good news on the crop side. Unfortunately, for specialty crop growers, vegetable and melon and fruit and nut cash receipts are projected down by over $4 billion. On the animal products, we're looking at an increase of $26 billion. On the dairy side, basically no change, which is the third year in a row, unfortunately, for our dairy sector that we haven't seen an increase.
But the U.S. Department of Agriculture is projecting farm expenses up 7% from last year.
Of course, that's influenced by an increase in fuel and oil prices, increase in fertilizer prices, and labor expenses. So 7% is equivalent to about a $26 billion increase.
And with the second wave of fall harvests about to start, Idaho farmers will still bring in more than last year, yet pay out more in expenses in this drought-plagued harvest of 2021. I hope you found this program informative and useful. I'm David Sparks, proud to be representing the Ag Information Network.